League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday night. First things first, we have to talk briefly about the Battle of Staten and Park, as I like to call it nowadays. Quite an evening. How are we looking on the injury front?
Well, Ben, seeing like from WWF sometimes on Tuesday night, but you know, thankfully, you know, we've done a lot of work with the injured players this week. You know, they've been very professional. Our physio's given up a lot of time this week, and you know, delighted to say that Chris Doyle will be fit for tomorrow, despite probably wearing a bandage around his head. Michael Potts will be fit for tomorrow. Alex Curran will be back for tomorrow. And the other lads, especially Chundi, who took bumps and bruises on Tuesday night, will all be fit for tomorrow. So, you know, it wasn't nice to see you get players come under some of the treatment with the Tuesday night, but really glad with our discipline on the whole, and really glad to get the result. And we've got a fully fit squad. Barbie suspended Luke Griffiths for the game against Gates for tomorrow.
I was going to say, I mean, it was a very disciplined performance, and I jokingly asked you the question post-match on Tuesday. Obviously, Luke Griffiths got his booking, that goes without saying, so he'll be out. But all credit to Liv, we should say, as on Tuesday night. And like you say, a lot of work going on in the background there to get those players fit for tomorrow.
I mean, what a huge compliment. I mean, Chris Doyle went to the hospital on Tuesday night, and the surgeons who were looking at him said that our physio did a wonderful job. I wasn't going to open up the butterfly stitches. So, you know, that's a massive credit to Olivia. She works tirelessly behind the scenes to make sure that players are fit. She gives them individual programs. You know, it's the kind of the stuff that people don't see, and we don't talk about it a lot. She's been extremely busy this week. And you know, she's got a job to do, but thankfully she's done it really well, and everyone's going to be fighting fit come tomorrow.
Absolutely. There were some. We do have to talk about Ash Young. We didn't really mention him on Tuesday night, but he made his debut. With Luke Griffiths being out, that kind of tallies with your thinking about strengthening the midfield.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Ash did well. He gave us a level head on the pitch when things could have potentially been over. He came into his second position at right back. I thought he did really well. Tomorrow we'll probably just make the one change, which will be Jack sliding in there for Luke. But Ash gives us that midfield depth on the bench. And, you know, I said to him when he joined, you know, you're going to have to be patient. You're coming into a side that's on a good run. You're coming into a team that's very much together and trusting each other. But Ash will be a good player for us over the season. And, you know, I'm sure that he will take his opportunity when it's presented. But he knows, and, you know, he was delighted to join FC United. And, you know, he'll get his chance when that time comes.
We have had a question put on the forum, which I feel like I do have to ask you. We did ask you this a few weeks ago, but Paddy Wharton, where's he up to?
Paddy's still out injured. Someone else said that to me. It's like kind of the best kept secret. You know, Paddy's been injured, and I thought I'd explain that, you know, on the radio, and I'd explain it in my interviews. Paddy strained his knee ligaments in an accident outside of football. He's been working with Liv. He's probably about 2 weeks away from training, and he's probably maybe about 4 weeks away from first team competitive football. But, you know, we're lucky that we've got Cam standing in for him, but Paddy hasn't been AWOL. He was at training last night. He was seeing Liv. He's usually tucked away somewhere at the back of the stand on match day. He'll be there tomorrow. So it'll be great to get him back. Young Mace is on the bench, deputising for Cameron. But no, Paddy is injured. He doesn't need a scan. You know, somebody said that we were thinking about referring him for a scan, but he doesn't. The injury is healing quite well. The typical grade 2 injury that he's received is about 6 to 8 weeks, and that's what he's likely to be out for.
There we go. We have asked the question then. Best kept secret, yeah, and all that. Yeah, all right, okay. Just to say then, obviously, games for tomorrow. The way the league's shaping up, it could go one of two ways tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We could see ourselves a lot closer to the likes of Basford and Lancaster, or we could be back in that mid-table blob. So, I mean, how are you thinking ahead of this game tomorrow?
Into November, he's definitely above our target that we set going into November. So, you know, we'll fully accept where we are, and I think we deserve to be where we are, particularly the recent run we've been on. Look at our away record, which is, you know, probably one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league. You know, one defeat in the league away from home, which came at, you know, first game of the season. But for us, you know, we're always looking up now, Ben. Let's not take anything for granted. Let's not look at the league table tomorrow, because Gainsborough are in a false position. Curtis Woodhouse has gone in there. I think he signed four or five players this week. They've won 4-0 on Tuesday night. They're desperate to stay at Gainsborough. They're going to try and impress him. They don't need any motivation when they turn up at Broadhurst Park. So tomorrow's going to be a really difficult game. And, you know, we're without one of our better players in Luke Griffiths. And, you know, probably people aren't 100% but are going to play tomorrow. So tomorrow's a really difficult game. But we always look up. You know, the attitude of the squad is this week. We know our points total that we expect from tomorrow. And we'll be doing everything we can to win the game. Although it'll be a difficult game, but I think there'll be a good crowd on. I think people have been pleased with what they've seen recently. I just want everyone to get behind the lads and cheer them on to get that vital 3 points. Because if we do, like you say, you know, we get closer to the top of the league. And we're in that top five, Ben, and we don't want to relinquish our position, if I'm being honest.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.